The NFL Draft is right around the corner. So with that in mind, we are joined by an NFL Draft prospect, a cornerback from Alabama. He was a freshman All-American in 2022. Last season, he was a first-team All-American, as well as a first-team All-SEC player. He had 63 tackles, 6.5 for a loss. He led the SEC with 5 interceptions. He had a sack. He had a forced fumble. We are joined right now by Terrion Arnold. Terrion, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How you doing?
Good, dude. Good. It's great to have you. So the NFL draft is now just 8 days away. You are going to be one of the guys who's there in Detroit to experience it all in person. I'm curious, Terrion, how slowly is that clock moving right now for you, and how anxious are you to find out where you're going to live and work?
Man, I'm very anxious. That clock, it needs to tick a little faster, if you're being honest.
You know, it's what can you do, right, man? It will go as fast as it will go, but you're getting there. Hey, listen, follow me on this. There's a lot of ways that draft prospects can make their mark at the combine. You checked all the boxes in your drills and measurables, but I want to ask you about this. You made a really amazing impression when you hit the podium in the way you handled yourself in a media session. I understand that it takes a great deal of self-belief to be a shutdown corner. You're looking to dominate every single time you take on the field. But if football is a metaphor for life, do you look to attack and dominate every task and every opportunity that comes your way, including a press conference like that?
Yes, yes, I do. I would say anytime that you have opportunities in front of you and you're prepared for it, you want to kill it. So, like, opportunity met preparation, I was prepared to do that.
You know, the football analogy that's typically used for cornerbacks, of course, is you're out there on an island, right? You're on an island by yourself against a wide receiver. You actually have a different metaphor for that, too. You describe the position based on what your grandfather did for a living. It's a great story. Mm-hmm. Can you break that down for us?
Well, my grandfather, he always had me on the roof at a young age. But just me being on the roof at a young age, it was kind of, I wanted to go with my friends. I wanted to go hang out with them. But it taught me discipline. It taught me hard work and the mentality that I have today. I get that from him. Obviously, you're out there in the hot sun doing something you don't want to do, but you have to make the time switch and focus on getting the job done. Same thing when you have rough days at practice when you don't want to go out there and do that, but you still have to go out there and get it done. So then, even being on the roof, there wasn't any guidance. There wasn't anything that my granddad could do to hold my hand so I didn't fall. If I was scared, then I would fall. Same thing with playing cornerback. If you're scared, if you're not prepared, and the biggest thing you have to have is confidence. So if you don't have confidence in yourself, everybody's going to know it. And the opposing team, they're going to go at you because you can see it. Even your teammates can see if you're playing scared. So I just use that analogy as far as getting my confidence from the roof.
I love that. From the roof. Terrion Arnold is joining us. I love that. And you're exactly right. I mean, everybody can smell fear. Everybody can see it. Not only the guys you're going up against, but your own teammates. When was the last time you lacked in confidence? Like, the best of the best can lose their confidence at times. When was the last time you lost confidence?
The last time I lost confidence was in a high school basketball game when I shot a corner three and it hit the side of the backboard. I didn't want to shoot anymore. But I gained it back because shooters keep shooting, and I ended up hitting the game winner.
Oh, dude, that's great, too. Love it. Terrion Arnold is joining us. You know, in terms of corners, the next corner I speak to who doesn't think that he's the best in the game is going to be the first. I get that. If you don't believe that, like you and I are talking about, you shouldn't be on the field in the first place. As you get ready to take your talents to the next level, who are a few of the top corners in the NFL that you respect and you admire the most?
Patrick Surtain, obviously a Bama alumni man. Darius Slay. Obviously, you got to give respect where respect is due with Jalen Ramsey, Sauce Gardner, and guys like A.J. Terrell. I love his game, man. Very savvy and Trayvon Diggs.
I like that. Terrion Arnold joining us. How long before you're in that same category, that same conversation, and people are saying the same thing about you?
A couple more months, man.
You know, Alabama's always been a pipeline to the pros. This season's no different. You and Kool-Aid McKinstry were a tremendous tandem outside for the Crimson Tide. You're both projected to go in the first round. How did your time on the practice field and playing with him make you a better player?
Iron sharpens iron. We motivated each other to be better. If one person gave up a pass, Lord knows if you gave up a touchdown, you wouldn't be able to say nothing to the other person until the next day after practice. And you better not have gave up a pass that day. So just the competition aspect, like we really push each other because we're both competitors. Like if somebody catches a ball on me in practice, I'm ready to fight. Like, it's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And when you go in there, you go in a gladiator mode. And he understood that with me, too. So anytime we were ready to go to war, I knew my brother had my back, and vice versa.
Man, anytime anybody caught a ball on you in practice, you wanted to fight. You know, I've always heard this. A coach told me this a long, long time ago, that the very best take everything personally. Like, you got to have a short memory, but you have to take it personally. Do you take those things personally, all those things?
Very personal. Like, even in games, you look at me a certain way. If the play isn't going on, if it's a run play and you're jogging down the field and you just intentionally try to push me, little things like that, you don't get inside my head. But, hey, I remember those things, and I'm just the type of person. I do my research on every player that I'm going against. So I know what ticks them. I know what triggers them. I know how to get certain reactions out of them. And you're not going to know I'm talking trash unless sometimes we get into a chatting match. But I just say little subtle things to get up under your head. I can't do it if we lose it. When we win it, I get a little pass, deflection, get a little pass, break up and whisper something in your ear just to get in your head.
All right, so with all that in mind, let me ask you this. When you decided to play for Alabama, you knew you were going to be coached hard by Nick Saban and his staff. There was that one sequence last season where TV cameras caught him airing you out for a defensive lapse. I'm curious, especially as headstrong as you are, when you're in that moment, how are you processing it? As an example, are you able to separate what he's trying to tell you from how he's saying it? Or is that kind of impossible to do when you're in the heat of the moment and old Nick is coming in so hot?
Nah, all I did was smile during the moment because I knew this is what I came there for. And honestly, what he was getting on to me for, it wasn't something that had anything to do with me because it was a play that had just busted. But a previous play before that, I timed up the blitz wrong on the motion. And I should have got a sack. So it just speaks to the high expectations he had for me. And I just embraced it. So, I mean, I couldn't help but smile because I'm like, okay, coach, I understand. I got to be better. I appreciate you for getting on to me.
Terrion Arnold is joining us. Listen, you're one of 13 prospects, only 13, who are going to be attending the draft next week. You're also somebody who I know practices visualization quite a bit. I'm sure you've thought about and visualized this moment of getting your name called over and over and over again. Given your commitment and your hard work, I'm sure you've seen that moment many times before it's even happened, maybe even felt that moment before it's happened, if that makes sense. So as you visualize getting your name called, what does it look and feel like to you?
Just feels like, honestly, man, surreal. Every time I envision it, I hear it, see myself getting up, and then I just go blank. Because after that, you can't really see it anymore. It's almost like a play. You visualize the play that's going to happen. You know what's going to happen when you line up. But then when it happens, you're just in the moment. So that's how it's going to be.
That is how it's going to be. He was a freshman All-American in 2022. He was a first-team All-American last year. We are now just a little more than a week off of the draft. He is a top draft prospect. Terrion Arnold, my guest. My man, really good to talk to you. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts a week ahead of the draft, man. Have a great draft night. And as soon as you figure out and find out where you're going to live and work, I'm going to look for you again.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Nice to talk to you. That's a great player. Great personality. Terrion Arnold. As I mentioned, he and Kool-Aid McKinstry, that's a pretty good name, Kool-Aid McKinstry. In fact, that's one of the best names. The two of those guys as a tandem were lights out. I love what he said. I love so many things that he just said. That if somebody catches a ball on me, even in practice, I want to fight. And that if in a game I were to give up a big play, I'm not saying anything to my guy. Not for at least a day. Bama. Part of that culture. All right, your thoughts on that? What do you make of it?